here at the 2019 World Credit Union Conference in beautiful Nassau, in the Bahamas. Let's just call it the Bahamas. Yeah, awesome. Beautiful outside. A little toasty, but
very
beautiful nonetheless.
Very
the water,
toasty.
The color of the water is amazingly, aqua, turquoise?
It's my favorite color. It's vacation color.
Vacation.
It's aqua. It's the place you want to be. So we
Samantha
feel very lucky to
made
be here.
Made up the new color called vacation color.
It is all vacation right. color.
I love it.
It is.
All right, you guys. So I know the conference just had the opening ceremonies in there.
Yeah.
How was that? I mean, that's always kind of a special deal
Chill
for our
inducing.
Industry.
We loved it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The ceremony of the flags and all that type of stuff. Pretty
you
cool.
You feel, you realize the credit union movement is worldwide. Mm-hmm. We tend to be so focused on what's happening right here in the States. And you get to see all of the same challenges and cool things that credit unions are doing around the world. Mm-hmm. So it's so inspiring.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It just is lovely to be here among so many credit union leaders.
I concur. Cheryl,
anything
to add there?
I would agree. I think it takes your breath away how truly global the mm-hmm. movement is.
Yeah, you forget.
Yeah. At least I do.
And all the cool things that are going on all over the planet that we're doing.
Yeah,
and it's just such this global movement. So really cool stuff. All right, we're going to talk about reflections on the Global Women's Leadership Network Forum. That was, what, was it today?
Yeah, it was today. Yes.
That's right. That's why I saw you guys. That's right. Everyone was coming out of there. So before we get into the big news, how was that? How was the whole forum? Because it's pretty, again, this is on a global scale, right?
It was amazing. I think, again, the positive energy and the good vibes that you get from all the female leaders that are here, it's very powerful.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
We're surrounded by a bunch of powerful women mm-hmm. and powerful men
that joined us, which
was really, really mm-hmm, nice. So mm-hmm. I was energized.
Samantha?
It's really neat seeing that over the past 10 years, this is the Global Women's Leadership
Network.
This is the 10th anniversary. And they have 100 sister societies that started from nothing, but 100 across the world.
Yeah.
And you're seeing this kind of go viral. You're seeing that WOCU, World Council, put together a model for ways that women could come together, network, learn from one another, and really build stronger leadership within mm-hmm. credit unions. These sister societies got started 10 years ago. Co-op was actually one of the original funding founders of the Global Women's Leadership Network.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see where it is today, to see all of these incredible mm-hmm. leaders from all over the world that are, some had just started a credit union 5 years ago.
Wow.
I had a woman come up to me today and say, I just started a credit union in Anguilla. I need to learn everything I can about what you're doing within co-op, things that are working in the sister societies in the US. How can you help me? And so it's really fun to see the most nascent credit union and the most advanced, sophisticated credit
mm-hmm,
unions
mm-hmm.
seeing how to leverage diversity and inclusion and equality throughout the credit union system and how that helps propel growth for the movement.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're still scratching the surface here because, I mean, it's I mean, 10 years, I mean, that's nothing. You know, it's still very young. This is another movement within a movement, you know?
It's a startup.
Celebrating its 10th year.
Yeah.
All right, I want to get to the big news here. Because I heard through the rumor mill, well, actually, I heard it firsthand from a couple of folks that were in there. So tell us the big news. You guys are supporting, who wants to divulge?
Co-op was so inspired last night. We had the reception for the kickoff reception for Global Women's. And we heard Elena and mm-hmm. Sue Mitchell talking about the fact that every year they have to go out and really raise money
mm-hmm.
to help all of the volunteers that are starting the sister societies across the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of have to start over every year to do their fundraising and to help chapters get started. And that's a lot of effort. If you don't have the kind of that starting seed money, it's a challenge to really figure out how to scale.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually we had been talking to World Council on how co-op can get more involved. Stan Holland, our CEO at the time, mm-hmm. Global Women's was started.
Yeah.
He was a very big supporter. We were, again, one of the funding founders of the initiative. And Todd leaned over to me and says, I just can't believe that they have to start from scratch every year. He says, we have to give them some sustainability to know
that they
have money that they can count on.
Mm-hmm.
So Todd Clark said, Sam, I want you to go tell Sue Mitchell that we will give $50,000 a year for the next 10 years.
What?
So totaling $500,000, $500,000 to support women in leadership. Because we know, Cheryl and I work together, we're both executives. We know that it takes women in a complete team to help propel transformation mm-hmm. within mm-hmm. our movement. Mm-hmm. This needs to happen within credit unions. It's happening in business all around us. Mm-hmm. We need to go faster, and it takes women to make that possible. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited mm-hmm. about propelling yeah. the credit union movement forward faster.
Because there's a comfort factor here now, because now they don't have to worry about the finance so much
right.
anymore. They can that's really right. focus that's on what they do best.
Yeah.
And that's really growing this again, a movement within a movement, or like you say, a startup. So
it's a startup. Level One's a startup.
What startup doesn't need seed money?
I hear that loud and clear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. So what are they going to do? I mean, what are the goals here? What are the initiatives, the benefits, et cetera, et cetera?
As I understand it, they're really looking to scale. I mean, they're trying to they've just hit 100 sister societies.
Right.
They want to grow that.
200,
even grow 300. It in the U.S., but also
yeah.
worldwide.
Yeah.
But then also be able to invest in the tools and the quality and being able to really do more things like we did today, where we were able to come together and talk about how leadership propels, women in leadership propels digital transformation.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of what Cheryl and I get to do every day.
Lucky.
As Chief Experience Officer and Chief People Officer, we look at the intersection of employee engagement, voice of customer,
mm-hmm.
figuring out how we take those things to get insights from our employee, from our teams,
mm-hmm.
from our clients, and to say, how do we propel co-op forward to help more credit unions?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing. Our credit unions, our leaders today were saying, what leadership tools do we need in order to go further, farther, faster?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. right. Cheryl,
and how can we change? How can we adapt to the speed of change around us?
Mm-hmm.
And how can we be more impactful? I mean, that's what the morning was all about, and it was phenomenal. Giving women leaders tools to be successful and helping them raise the next crop of women leaders mm-hmm. in organizations,
mm-hmm.
it's a powerful thing.
Indeed. It's, I mean, the old cliche, it's a win-win any way you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool how this is going. And it's kind of, this is in the credit union wheelhouse, too. This
for
is
sure.
the whole
helping
diversity,
people.
Inclusion, this is kind of dovetails on all that, right?
It's people
Absolutely.
Helping people. You
yeah.
just
yeah.
said it. It's how we find ways to help each other win faster.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's having advocacy within the credit union to say, who are the shining stars that are coming up, men and women,
mm-hmm.
to see how we can use certain leadership behaviors that we talked about today, we're innately human,
mm-hmm.
using empathy and critical thinking skills and creativity
mm-hmm.
and emotion
mm-hmm.
and finding ways to really bring people together and collaborate and connect. Because the way digital business works is that it's a connected business.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot behave in a waterfall fashion.
Mm-hmm.
We have to behave in a networked fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a whole different way
mm-hmm.
of running a business and behaving
right.
as a leader.
So to spark more interest in this, what goes on in these meetings? What goes on in like in the forum this morning? This morning, what goes mm-hmm. on in there that really gets people fired up, especially women professionals that, hey, you know what? Let's take it to the next level here.
I think it's a lot of information exchange, you know, asking questions of each other and really picking each other's brains. How do you do this? This is what we're struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
How have you found success? I mean, I think asking questions that you may not ask in your normal work setting when you're amongst a broader group of people
mm-hmm.
that you can work with and ask and get information that's helpful for you to take back in your normal everyday work. I also think the networking is really helpful
mm-hmm.
and important, because the people that you meet here, you may or may not see for a while, but you can always connect with them digitally.
Oh, yeah.
And you can pick up the phone if you're old school like me. But it is a nice
what?
Thing. I know.
What's
we
that?
Still talk on the phone. But it's a wonderful way to stay connected and to stay informed
yeah.
and continue, as Sam said, to up your game
mm-hmm.
by learning from other people.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like a natural segue, too, because credit unions, collaboration, I think Jim Nussle keeps
yeah.
saying it, collaboration
yeah.
is our superpower. And so
it
this is kind
it
of...
Absolutely
it absolutely
is. They share.
Yeah.
Credit unions share.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's really exciting to share ideas and strategies for how you can be a better leader.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a safe environment. I think what's been wonderful about World Council is that they've created this opportunity to bring the most diverse set of women leaders throughout the world
mm-hmm.
to come share ideas about what's working
yep.
in their credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us to be able to be a part of it is so
it's amazing.
Flattering
yeah.
and thrilling and so cool to have people ask questions with a translator. I mean, it's just exciting. Mm-hmm. And then we can hear from them about what's working within their credit union mm-hmm. to help build greater leadership and transformation mm-hmm. faster. Mm-hmm. So it was really a lovely way to kick off this event to really understand how we can work better together in the world.
Isn't the excitement infectious in a good way? It's like, oh my gosh. I mean, it just kind of snowballs, you know? Because this is the way, from when I first started hearing about it a few years ago, and now it's just, again, there's no stopping it, which is a good thing.
And they have concrete evidence that it works. You know, the fact that it's gone so viral, that they have been able to have all of these sister societies crop up everywhere around the world on every continent.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not Antarctica.
I'm sure somebody else is working on it. They're working on it.
But it's really amazing to see that happen and scale so quickly. In 10 years, it's pretty amazing to have that many societies be started. And it's really without a big budget, mm-hmm. without a formal team. Yeah. These are all volunteers. So it's really the passion of a mm-hmm. grassroots movement, which is kind of how credit unions started.
Mm-hmm. Which makes co-ops support even that much more important, and because who knows what it's going to look like 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. That's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. So what do you think, this kind of wrapping up here, because I know you guys got a lot on your plate this week, what's the impact on credit unions that you're seeing from the Global Women's Leadership Network and the sister societies? What have you guys seen out there that, I don't want to say like results, but just the impact, the influence that it's having out there right now? Cheryl, you want to go, or Samantha, whomever? We'll flip
the
coin.
Sam has a little more experience with this. This is my first one.
Oh, okay.
So I have to say, from my perspective, what I've heard from a lot of the folks that have been, you know, here 3 years, 4 years, this isn't their first rodeo, you know, they talk about how big it's gotten, and they're bringing more people. You know, I talked to one lady from the Philippines, and they had a contingent of about 15 people, as opposed to when she was the first person that came about 4 years ago mm-hmm. from her particular credit union. So it's amazing. I think, to Sam's point about growth, I think the growth is there because the need is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the need continues, and I would expect 10 years from now this to be an even bigger event.
Oh, can you imagine?
So I'm just thrilled to be part of it.
Yeah. I think they would have their own event by that
time,
I think.
They should. Probably. And I think the ultimate goal is to get more women in leadership.
Right.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
we talk about at Co-op that we're so excited to have more than 50% of our workforce be female, 63%
in leadership.
Mm-hmm. So I think what World Council is attempting to do is to have more women be CEOs of credit unions. Mm-hmm. We had a question today mm-hmm. about how do you get more women on boards?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm lucky enough to sit on the board of USC Credit Union. It's mm-hmm. it's a joy to really be able to help not only impact the movement from a really macro standpoint, being part of Co-op and impacting thousands of credit unions and millions upon millions of members, but then to also do it at the very local level mm-hmm. within my alma mater, my credit union from my alma mater. And there is more women on that board. There are more women on that board than the typical credit union board.
Mm-hmm.
But that really impacts decision making. It impacts what happens at the leadership level at the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, we have many female CEOs at the lower asset size within credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
We need to see more women CEOs of all sizes of credit unions.
Agreed.
And to really help see that difference. We're seeing that shift happen among Fortune 500 companies.
Mm-hmm.
We should see that shift happen within our movement.
Yeah.
More women on the leadership team. It just helps. It helps with decision making.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with the way business is going today.
Yeah, like you said, I mean the proof is in the pudding. I mean
absolutely.
It's been proven that it works.
Yeah.
All right, guys, anything else to wrap up here? Again, I know you guys got a full plate tonight and the rest of the week. Cheryl, anything else to wrap up? Because I mean I'm glad you told me this is your first one, so I think that initial response is pretty cool.
And her first year at Co-op,
and
I mean
the first,
really,
yeah, a lot
the
of first
time
you.
I saw you was when we were together at
Think. Yeah.
So that was my first Think. So I have had a lot of firsts within my first 7 months of being at Co-op. And I'm just amazed, and I remain amazed, just how involved, how welcoming, and how participatory the credit unions are, and how cooperation is just that's how they work. Yep. That's how they win. Yep. And I think the Global Women's Forum is just evidence of that. So mm-hmm. I couldn't be happier to be part of it.
Pretty cool. And you're donned in your pink.
It's a nice touch. Nice.
Looks good. Yeah. Looks good. Samantha, any final words to wrap up?
I'm just excited to get going and to make a bigger difference with to see where this money can take yeah. Global Women's, to see what else we can do mm-hmm. to help scale it and to improve the ability for women in our movement to go further faster.
Indeed. All right. Well, thank you guys for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out. And thank you for the support that you're giving, not only Global Women's, but just the support industry-wide. You guys do a fantastic job. So
thank you.
Keep up the good work, all right?
Okay.
There they are, Samantha Paxson and Cheryl Middleton-Jones. Yeah.